This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take five, not my fault. Hello everyone.
Apparently this is a thing now. We're going to tell you guys how many takes it takes us to get it right. We actually got it on the first try because we recorded the entire thing. And when I went to listen to it back to make sure it sounded good, I cut off the hey and the hey guys. So it just said guys. And I thought it sounded weird. So I wanted to redo the entire thing. And then we've had a couple of mess ups since. But anyway, so today we're bringing you the podcast from the road.
That's right. We're actually on the West Coast in San Diego right now.
Yeah, today's Thanksgiving, but you guys already knew that most likely. At least here in the U.S. it is. And Chris and I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, so we usually travel. And while this is actually our fifth time together in San Diego, it's only our second Thanksgiving here.
And I have mentioned this before, but I'm the oldest of seven, and the brother right behind me is Keith. And he lives here in San Diego with his wife and nephew.
Yeah, we don't get to see them nearly enough, so we like to make sure we get out here to visit them as much as possible. And actually, we're going to be recording a couple of podcast episodes with them probably later today, actually. Virginia, who's Keith's wife, she runs an amazing small business, so Chris and I are going to talk all about that. And then we're going to sit down and have a talk with Keith, and he's going to talk about the differences between living on the East Coast and West Coast. So I'm kind of excited to record those.
And he tells the best jokes.
He does tell really good dad jokes, but those probably won't air until sometime in January. So hang tight for those. We're just strapped for the rest of the year. We have so much going on that we just won't get to those until January, most likely.
And we love visiting with family, and San Diego is a great city to visit. It's one of our favorite places.
Yeah, it really is. It's literally one of my favorite cities. The weather here is perfect year-round. They're close to the beach. There are tons of amazing restaurants here, and there are so many fun things to do in the area.
Not to mention they have In-N-Out burgers, which, being from the East Coast, we don't have those at home, and I try to eat as many as I can when we come out here.
Yeah, can confirm. That's actually our first stop after the airport. We always go right to In-N-Out because I love me a double-double. But I digress. Since we're here in San Diego, we thought we would share some of our favorite things to do in this amazing city. If you're planning a trip to San Diego anytime soon, this podcast will hopefully give you some ideas about some of the activities and attractions that they have here. So I'm going to start us off by suggesting a visit to Balboa Park. You may have heard of the San Diego Zoo. Well, the zoo is actually located inside Balboa Park. It's a huge park. And not only that, there are a bunch of great museums, theaters, and gardens all within the park itself.
Trust me, you can spend an entire day just at the San Diego Zoo. It's a huge zoo and one of the best ones I've ever visited. But you can spend your entire vacation just going to Balboa Park because there are so many things to see and do there.
Yeah, you could seriously spend your entire trip just doing things at Balboa Park. Here are some of the museums they have there. The San Diego Museum of Art, the Museum of Photographic Arts, the San Diego Air and Space Museum, the Natural History Museum, the Fleet Science Center, which is an interactive museum with exhibits focused on science and technology, plus an IMAX theater, and the San Diego Model Railroad Museum, which is actually the largest model railroad museum in North America.
We've been to the Museum of Photographic Arts, the Natural History Museum, and the Fleet Science Center. We will have to do the rest of the museums on a future trip because there's just so many to do.
Yeah, for sure. But moving along, I want to talk about the beaches here in San Diego for a minute. They are definitely not like the beaches we have on the East Coast. My personal favorite beach in the San Diego area is La Jolla, which is actually a section of San Diego. We've been to that beach a few times, and it's amazing. It's one of the most beautiful beaches I've ever seen. And most of the time, there are sea lions just hanging around right on, you know, on the beach. So it's really cool to be able to see them relatively close up.
And another beach we've been to a few times is on Coronado Island. It's a beautiful area of the city, and we love going to beach there because you can see cruise ships sailing by while just hanging out on the beach. And we actually stayed on that part of the beach because it's on a military base, Coronado Island. And actually, that's where the Navy SEALs train. And I sometimes have gotten mistaken as a Navy SEAL.
Can confirm. Yeah, we actually really like Coronado Island, and we've stayed there twice with the kids, I believe. And in case you didn't know this, because I didn't know this until I married Chris, was veterans and also active military members get to stay at the hotels on military bases. It's one of the privileges of being in the military. And we actually get a really good rate. I had no idea there even were hotels on military bases until I married Chris, but it's actually a really nice perk. And that hotel on Coronado that we've stayed at a couple of times is literally right on the beach. So you walk out of the hotel and you're on the beach, and it's way like down at the end of Coronado. So it's a private beach, and it's really, really nice. And I'm going to give you one more beach that I like before we wrap up our little beach section. We also like Pacific Beach. I like it because it's really fun to watch the surfers. We have surfers here in New England. Sometimes you see them like on the Cape, which is Cape Cod to you non-locals. And we've seen them down in Newport, Rhode Island a couple of times, but they get better waves on the West Coast. So it's really cool to see surfers out on the West Coast.
And I'm excited about our next adventure we're going to be taking is on the USS Midway Museum, located here in San Diego. It's a historic aircraft carrier that they turned into a museum. We've never been, but we've actually have tickets for it tomorrow. And I've been wanting to tour the USS Midway for a while, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's actually going to be really fun to check that out. And do you know what else we're doing tomorrow? We're going to Old Town San Diego. This is something we've done on every single trip here, and we will do on every future trip we take to San Diego. Old Town is filled with lots of authentic Mexican restaurants and shops. They also have a few historic buildings that you can tour. The best Mexican food I've ever had in my entire life has been in Old Town in San Diego.
Tomorrow will actually be our second time in Old Town on this trip. We were there yesterday too, and I could go there every day for the food.
Yeah, seriously though, the food there is that good. It's worth going at least once, but if we can squeeze in multiple visits when we come here, we definitely do.
Another cool place to explore in San Diego is SeaWorld. It's a family-friendly theme park with all sorts of marine life shows, rides. We haven't been to SeaWorld in a couple of years, so we are due to return.
Yeah, maybe next year. Maybe we should add that to our list. And another thing I'd like to add to the agenda for a future trip would be a return trip to the Cabrillo National Monument and tide pools. We took the kids there when they were younger, and they loved exploring the tide pools, which is something we don't really have on the East Coast, or at least up at, like, where we are in New England. When we took the kids, we brought some buckets with us, and they had a blast scooping up the hermit crabs.
Don't worry. We put all of them safely back before we left the tide pools. So yeah. Nothing came home with that.
Of course. I also remember being able to see the San Diego skyline from that area, if I remember correctly. And that's always nice. I'm a sucker for a good city skyline view.
And speaking of tide pools, there's also tide pools in Point Loma. We stay in Point Loma this trip in San Diego,
yeah.
And it's a beautiful part of the city. Plus, it's a walking distance to Shelter Island. And if you want to go look at the yachts and boats, it's a perfect place.
Yeah, we know at this point that Chris loves checking out the yachts.
I do. From a previous podcast, you know I do.
Yeah. And I know that Chris actually talked about the San Diego Zoo a few minutes ago. Or did I talk about the San Diego Zoo? Now I can't even remember.
We both did.
Jet lag. But anyway, so we mentioned the San Diego Zoo. But did you know that there's a secondary park called the San Diego Safari Park? It's actually located in Escondido, which is a neighboring city to San Diego. So it's a little bit more of a drive, but it's not that far. We did it a few years ago with the kids. And we had a really good time. The San Diego Safari Park is an extension of the San Diego Zoo, but they've got bigger enclosures where the animals can roam freely. And if aquariums happen to be your thing, the Birch Aquarium, which is part of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, has amazing exhibits. They have a bunch of hands-on interactive experiences for the kids, and we had a really good time when we went there.
The aquarium was one of the first things we did on our first trip to San Diego.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have pictures of that somewhere. We really enjoyed visiting, and we definitely should go back someday.
Agreed.
And if you have some extra time while you're in the San Diego area and you're looking for some things to do with the kids, if you have little ones, check out Legoland in Carlsbad. It's about a half-hour drive from San Diego itself, and it's really cool, especially if your kids are into Legos. And they have a water park there, too, which is really cool. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that Disneyland is only about a 90-minute drive from San Diego.
That's 90 minutes with no traffic.
Right, but even if there is traffic, it's definitely worth the drive. I think you guys already know that Chris and I are huge Disney fans, and we would never go to San Diego without planning a day at Disneyland.
Never. But circling back to San Diego, another fun thing to do is take a harbor cruise.
Yeah.
It's a great way to see the city from a different point of view. And sometimes you can even see dolphins while you're out there, which is an added bonus.
Yeah, definitely. And last year, you remember we did the hop-on, hop-off trolley around San Diego. Do you remember?
Yeah, of course. We always love doing a trolley tour, no matter where we go.
Yeah, it was wicked fun. And we got to learn a lot of interesting tidbits about San Diego while we were out on the trolley.
Yeah, and we did. And I like Old Town was one of the stops because that's where we started and ended because that's where we parked.
Yep. And since we're back on the subject of Old Town, one final thing I wanted to mention that you could do while you were in San Diego is a ghost tour. We haven't really talked about it here, but Chris and I do a lot of ghost tours. And before you guys get all worked up, they're not scary. I promise. They're not like a jump scare sort of a thing. We like them because they're a little bit spooky. They tell some spooky stories, but a good chunk of those types of tours are historical.
Yeah, we've been on some really good ghost tours over the years, and we've done the ghost tour in Old Town San Diego twice with two different tour companies. They're very interesting, but they're not really geared towards families with little kids. But right. If your kids are older, you were out there or without there without the kids, it might be something fun to do. Plus, you can always grab dinner in Old Town. And then do your ghost tour right afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I'm sure there are even more things we didn't think of to include in this podcast, but I think it's pretty safe to say that San Diego has something for everyone to enjoy.
Absolutely.
So that's going to do it for us today. We're here in San Diego until Saturday, and then it's back to reality for us. As always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, feedback of any kind, feel free to shoot us an email at thegenxcouplepodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at thegenxcouple. And I'll throw some pictures of us from our San Diego trip when I get back home onto the Instagram so you guys can see some of our pictures.
And for those of you who are going out Black Friday shopping tomorrow, may the odds be ever in your favor. And until next week. See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.